We've got David Langston in the house, former Lubbock mayor, also your partner in a law firm, which is?
Mullen Horton Brown.
Can you say that three times fast?
Mullen Horton Brown, Mullen Horton Brown, Mullen Horton Brown.
He did
he
it.
Can.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. The reason why, you know, Dave's here, obviously, you know, there's a lot of flap that a lot of people have for the North and East Lubbock Community Development Council. And just to kind of set the scene here, we had the Sandstorm Scholar Scott Mann on, and I guess he is probably the person who's kind of leading the charge on, you know, what he considers to be issues. I guess the thing is his two issues are, as he stated on the show yesterday, that he would like to know where the funds go, where you know, he wants to see the money. And where it was spent exactly. And then also he feels like Latrell Joy, because she is a member of the law firm that you work at and you're a board member on the NELCDC, that she should recuse herself or withdraw from the vote on any issues that the city council may vote on awarding money to the NELCDC.
Even though legally she is not obligated to do
correct.
That.
Correct. Correct. So, explain these things as you see them and tell us where you're at.
Okay. Well, first, thanks, Tom and Laura, for the opportunity to address some misconceptions and inaccuracies relating to North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation. Words like secrecy and conflict of interest have been used and questions raised about use of funds, and I'm happy to address those. Let's take secrecy and transparency first. The CDC submits its budgets on the same forms of every other city department. It provides quarterly reports to the city showing all money in and all money out. It has an annual audit performed and a copy is given to the city. The audit for the last fiscal year is already underway. The grant management agreement requires these reporting requirements. All the reports are available to the public. Copies were made available to the news reporter and to the Sandstorm Scholar. A reading of them shows what was paid for every asset and reveals every liability. There is no secrecy or transparency. What it relates to and what really got them upset is back in, I think it was early November, there was an open records request that came to the NELCDC. Now, NELCDC is organized just like more than 100 CDCs across the state of Texas. It is a nonprofit corporation under the Texas Nonprofit Corporation Act. Just like Southeast Houston CDC, just like South Fair CDC in Dallas, these organizations are not open to the subject to the Open Meetings Act and are only subject to the Public Information Act in certain circumstances. The request was very broad. It asked for copies of checks. It asked for emails between council and between board members. It asked for emails between employees and the board, etc. Some of those emails were subject to the attorney-client privilege. And as you know, the bulwark of the legal profession is attorney-client privilege and work product privilege. Those are not things that you just professionally give up. So it is the right of every entity, whether it's a governmental entity or whether it's a nonprofit, to request an attorney general's opinion about what of those materials are subject to the Public Information Act. We requested the AG to give us an opinion. We're still waiting on that opinion. And when we get the opinion, then we will follow what the AG tells us to do.
So meanwhile, back at the ranch, Laura, I guess what David's saying is that people that are the critics – and on the other side of this issue are basically trying to, or have taken the tale of impropriety and pinned them on David's donkey, so to speak. Correct?
I think that's fair statement. You bet.
Okay.
And I'm hearing you say that the Sandstorm Scholar, as well as the reporter involved in this, both received copies of
When the news story came out, I immediately called the news station and I sent them via email copies of the quarterly reports. I said, we have the audits available. When they interviewed me, I had them there. If you look at those audits, a simple reading of them shows what was paid for this piece of land. Where did this money go? It has notes about deficiencies that we might have in our bookkeeping. Those are available at City Hall. You may have watched the City Council meeting last night. All the critics that got up there, not a single one of them had gone and looked at the quarterly reports. Not a single one of them had called anyone from NELCDC. If they call, we'll answer their questions, but we're not going to automatically waive the attorney-client privilege or turn over stuff that is not supposed to be in the public domain. For example, emails about who we're dealing with as tenants on Parkway Place or whether we're going to try to evict a particular tenant or whatever it may be. Those things, as a professional, we've got a duty to protect the attorney-client privilege.
Sure.
All right, we're talking with David Langston. It's 8:15. We'll be back. On Lubbock's First News, welcome to the weekend. It's Friday. Have David Langston on talking NELCDC, North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation. Let's go to the phones. Isidro, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Isidro, nice to see you again.
Good to talk to you. I appreciate your commitment to transparency. Now, there's going to be a meeting at City Hall coming up pretty quickly about your presentation to show a long-term solution to self-sufficiency. So I think that's good. When's that going to be?
I'm not sure whether it will be the last meeting in March or the first meeting in April. It hasn't been set to my knowledge.
Okay, now, relatively speaking, if it is the last meeting in March, that would be on the 27th of the month. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen then. Go ahead.
Great. Well, the public is invited to that, so the public will be able to come and see for themselves what the Northeast Lubbock CDC is going to be presenting. That's correct, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I think that's a wonderful thing. It's a good move in the right direction. Do you believe that Channel 11 did misrepresent and mischaracterize the CDC?
I think the report was slanted. I think the report was inaccurate. I think there were misrepresentations. I spoke to them, and I know I was in the room for at least 50 minutes. And you saw how many words they showed on the video from me. So I'm happy to address these issues in a work session. I'm happy to address them on this radio station, or I'm happy to address them to Channel 11 News.
I appreciate your commitment to transparency, Mr. Mayor, and I'm looking forward to visiting with you about that because we want to, you know, there's also been this idea that you've received more than, not just the $4.7 million, but more than that. And we don't know how many millions over the last 10 years. Some people even said as much as $10 million. But so we want to know that. And then we want to know what the benefit of those $10 million have been to the people of East Lubbock. Because right now, we don't know. Honestly, we do not know that. We don't know.
Isidro, if you would take the time, if you'll call me, I'll give you all the quarterly reports. I'll give you all of the certified audits of the CDC. And all of that information is there. It's available to the public now. You don't have to wait 2 weeks.
Sure.
You can get it.
I wonder why we weren't told that all of that information was available over the last 3 months. Why weren't we told?
Well, I can't.
It's right here.
I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. With regard to the request for an attorney general's opinion, that's not something we issue a press release about. But like I told you last night during mm-hmm. the public comments, when the first news story came out, I called the very next day and talked to them. And I also sent them the quarterly reports as an example of the transparency and told them that the audit reports would be available and asked them to call me. It was more than 2 weeks before I heard from them.
That sounds very reasonable to me. What's their motivation? Why would they take this act?
Well, I think there might be some personal agendas involved in this.
Oh, okay. Well, see, okay.
Hey, Isidro, I appreciate you calling, man. We're going to have to go ahead and I've got some other calls lined up and I got some other questions, but thanks,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Mayor, I'll call you to set up a meeting with you.
Great.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your call. Let's go to the phones again. If you'd like a question or comment, 770-5790. Michael, you're on.
Yes. I was the first speaker last night. No one asked me. I have pulled up right now on my computer the quarterly report, so I look at them all the time. My problem is not that we don't need a lot of things done in North and East Lubbock and everywhere else over there as far as infrastructure. My problem has been since way back before you were even involved, David, is that it's all been administrative overhead pretty much. And I think at one point, at least in a private conversation, you told me, yes, there was a lot of money wasted on Mr. Hunt from Dallas, you know, that came in. And I just don't want to get back into that sort of thing. But last night, to me, it seemed like that there was a...
Do you have a question, Michael, or are you just going to give a speech?
No, I just said that's the situation. But you said that no one that spoke last night had seen the quarterly reports, and I've got the most current one right in front of me. So I just wanted to clarify that. But the other issue, I guess, is there's a question. Why is the main goal to coordinate closely with downtown redevelopment and Imagine Lubbock together?
Because it's in our target area. That's why. Our target area goes from 34th North and from University East all the way to the city limits.
Right.
And downtown area is a very big part of it. And for example, there's been a bunch of talk about the resolution with regard to the oil and gas money and the fact that we've received another $700,000. We haven't received a dime from that oil and gas money, and we won't receive any money until about this time next year after the city budget. The city council reviews whatever projects we bring forward. It's also been mentioned, well, we need to pave streets. We need to repair sidewalks. If they would have read the resolution, that's exactly what it's about. That particular program has been in existence since 2005. And 50% of the oil and gas money already is going to, has been going into that fund.
But
this simply adds
the
40%.
CDC. That's the difference. From last May. So, yeah, I just wanted you to know that we're not as uninformed as you may think we are.
Well, I invite you to read the audit reports.
I'll take that as a thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, David Langston, there's Michael Ward. Here's one thing that I think a lot of people are they have an expectation because of something Quincy White said in session, in public, on the record, that this $30,000 would be the salary would be paid back to the city, and then, you know, it hadn't happened, but then Quincy said that he misspoke in session. Is that right or wrong?
Well, first of all, I don't know where your $30,000 figure is coming from. Here's the situation. Back in after we received approval from the city council in March, we started posting for a new executive director. We used the city website for posting that. We got lots of resumes, but none of them that we were impressed.
Hold on just a second. Let me ask you, because you asked where I was getting this $30,000, and you know, maybe I'm just uninformed, but I was under the impression that that was money that was supposedly like the salary for the executive director. Is that not right? Or?
No, it's not right.
Okay.
That's how it was presented.
Well, it's incorrect. I believe Thomas Harris, as the assistant city secretary,
at the time,
was making $80,000. Right, we had advertised a range. When we couldn't find anyone at a board meeting, one of the board members said, you know, Thomas Harris has been on this board. He's been working for this committee. And so what about us considering him? And so when we considered him, one of the things we said is we will go ahead and pay you an additional $30,000 a year. That's the amount that was talked about.
Okay. I get it. David Langston, we're on the subject of the NLCDC. I'm sure the discussion's far from over, so maybe we'll have you back sometime.
Oh, I'll be happy to come back.
All right, man. Thanks
coming
for being
in
here. Appreciate it.